Welcome back to another episode of Mishmashi Mahlash Podcast. I'm your host, Abdo. And I have a confession to make, okay? I am badly addicted to Facebook Reels. I think that they're very interesting. I think they're very entertaining. I'm not gonna lie. And although the UI is so incredibly bad, it really sucks. You can't even control the volume of the Facebook Reels. You have to like decrease or increase the volume of your own device to use it. But I like it nonetheless. And really, what I really love about it is my Facebook Reel has been or has become a perfect mix of Morocco Reels. It's so good, it's so funny, it's so entertaining to watch. And let me break it down, all right? So my Facebook Reel feed usually has three types of videos. One, it's Moroccan or Middle Eastern street food. And they're like, they're always promoting some type of like box or some shit. And they're like,
Khoya marhaba, hak deux sandwich avec deux boissons plus tiramisu plus pizza pour Sador Bendra.
And you're like, whoa, it's always like those type of videos. Awla, wahid fasila jaj, I guess you could say, are just them, like video with like some Moroccan pop music or whatever. And they're making shi tacos, shi pizza, some shit like that. And it's always like that, right? And the second type of videos that they have are usually a day in the life of Shi Wahid Maghrebi. Whether Aish Fil Maghrib or not, now that's a spoiler for the topic of the episode, but yes. Usually this type of day in the life, I can tell you the structure harfiyan. I can tell you right now. All right, so, by the way, I'm just going to spoil the subject of yesterday's episode. It's harraga talk. It's like TikTok, but it's like harraga context. Content or like the glorification of al-harraga, but I want to go on a tangent right now before I talk about that, which is the main subject. I want to break down. I wanted to make this slight rant about these like a day in the life, gel like Maghreba, like vlog from Hari. I can fucking guarantee, and not say that same for me, gel like whoever records these day in the life, they make it though. كيف يقف الفجر obviously كيمشي ويصليو الفجر obviously and mind you exclusively كيصليو الفجر never ever ever again في the video كيوريو راسهم كيصليو شي حاجه اخرى except الفجر and then usually يا اما كيمشيو يفطروا and it's obviously a very humble breakfast obviously duh كيمشيو ياكلوا الفطور فانسي زيت العود فوق منه فرماجه مع شي خبز even though damn well they don't be eating that shit ولكن فانسي You gotta look truly humble. I mean, even Young Thug couldn't be this type of humble. Fucking Ken, J. Cole couldn't be this type of humble, bro. And then كيمشيو الخدمة, and then كيخدمو كيحرزو. عادة كتكون شي خدمة, you know, very محترمة, you know, like إما عامل نظافة, يا إما شي حد كيبيع like a street vendor, يا إما كي حلاق, يا إما like you know, كيعملو like سخرة البيع والشراء, which is, you know what, all power to you, man, all power to you. And then فاش كيساليو, كيمشيو كيرجعو الدار, كيديرو شوية الانترينمون, يا إما كيمشيو الجيم, يا إما كيمشيو يتريدو, and then كيرجعو كيدوشو, and then كيخرجو مع الدراري, and then كيمشيو ينعسو في الليل. 99% ديال like vlogs ديال النهار are like this, just so you know. And my main issue is not that. I mean, I think if you want to share your day, it's interesting. Nobody has to be like, to share your day. No, if you want to share your daily vlog, go around, have fun. It's not an issue. I don't care. Sometimes I enjoy watching it. But looking, what really pisses me off is like how much theatrics go into it, vlogs. Because as I said, they show themselves as like really humble, you know, like, oh, I have this very humble breakfast and this very humble lunch. And then also like كنفيق في الفجر كنصلي الفجر even though I don't show anything else except الفجر and I record صلاة ديال الفجر which is like weird but okay and then the whole video every I can guarantee they're like this is how they go like
المهم الدراري دابا مشينا للخدمة كيما كتعرفوا الخدام دابا and then this is how they do it after like they describe what they're doing and then after that to fill out like the padding ديال the video they're like well you know كنخدموا على هاد العائلة فهمتي حنا غدراوش كنجيبو الدرهم بعرقنا اللهم نجيبوه بعرقنا ولا نخرجوا من الزنقة فهمتي خدمة الدار الخدمة نكونوا مرضين الدار نصوفيو العائلة الفاميليا الوالدة راكم عارفين الدراري وخاصكم حتى نتوما الدراري تدبروا على الرزق ديالكم بالحلال you know and they're always preaching this type of message and if alright if it wasn't the fact and that they're doing it like 24/7 every single fucking time they do these vlogs I wouldn't care. Like, I'm a professional hater, and it really pisses me off because you can really see that they're playing the kind of overuse card, yeah, like, sauve la fafa, sauve la familia, you know, be a religious man, be a man, sauve la familia. And it, and it pisses me off because 99% of the vlogs are literally set up like that. And it's like, you can tell, if you watch, like, 3 videos, you can clearly tell that they're doing it to appease, like, the audience اللي كيتفرج and you know what that's on me I am part of the configure اللي كيتفرج it's more hate watching but I still watch it anyways alright cool mini rant done so قلنا كاين like 3 types of videos right one is about like food related I'm a hungry motherfucker I get hungry a lot bro and the video كيشهيوني I'll be honest with you bro that shit worked on me bro One day I fucking had to fucking I was very hungry. I watched the good Facebook reels, man. And obviously here in Japan, I have no access to like tacos or shahaja halakak. And it pisses me off. Honest to God, bro, I went and ordered Domino's pizza, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. I got hungry as a motherfucker. And I was like, I am not looking at this rice. I am not looking at this air fryer shit. I'm gonna need my fucking pizza. So I got a Domino's pizza. So that shit works, all right? That shit works. But that's not the point right now. Anywho, yes. So first video... food related stuff, yeah, am I making the food, yeah, am I like, you know, showcasing the food, showcasing the promo, whatever. Two are like day in the life. And then three is literally just like comedy skits, whatever. And these comedy skits are fine. Usually to me, they get a little, huh, I was like a little chuckle, you know, I was like, that's funny. I'll give it to you. Some of them were funny. A lot of them are not, and it's literally just like a recycledism type skit where it's like, or some type of shit like that. When I say that, I don't mean it in like, ha ha ha, kaza, accent's funny, lail shemel talking shit. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean more of like them targeting us like, shandik malik, that type of thing where it's like, dism type skit. It's not fucking funny, bro. There's like 1%. Of people who do good sketches are like actually funny. And it's this one guy. I don't even fucking know his name. I think his name is like Adam Dahmush or some shit like that. Or Ayman Dahmush. I don't remember, bro. He makes funny skits. That guy's like makes a good comedy sketch. There's this other guy who's like a hit or miss. I don't remember her name. I don't remember his name, but he's also funny. I can recognize his face, not his name. Oh, my bad, bro. And like when it comes to vlogs, there's like one guy. I'm pretty sure not Tangier, but he's like from UNCG Tangier, and he makes vlogs related to that. And then there's one guy from Switzerland. He's really funny because he's so fucking stingy, and he's writing like videos. I was like, ما كتسيبش باليطة فاش كتسير الخدمة ديالك؟ أنا جيت هنا لسويسرلاند خدمت في النظافة وما فيهاش عيب أخاو. هاد باليطة كيسوى 25 أورو. I don't know, she's 25 euro. So it's very funny because it's like he's so aggressive for no fucking reason. It's very funny. Yeah, but these are like some of the people that I would recommend. You can tell I did my... not even my reason. This is my life, bro. This is how I waste a Thursday evening, bro. I don't fucking care. You pull up to the club, you know, you got the huzz. And you're like, yeah, what's up? And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna talk to all the girls, you know. I'm gonna get all the numbers. And then you go to a corner and then you scroll Facebook Reels. That's me, bro. I ain't gonna be like, ah, kirei onna ne. Onnamae wa nan desu ka? I'm not gonna translate that. If you know Japanese, then you know Japanese. I ain't gonna translate that, bro. I'm sorry. But that ain't me, bro. For now, at least. I'm gonna pull up to the corner, pull out my Facebook Reels for fucking comfort, check the weather app, you know. Ooh, pulling up major fumbler league numbers, all right? When you're a professional fumbler like me, when you're a professional like me, when you have a career, you have fucking stats to pull through, this is the type of game that you need to be playing, all right? So next time you go to the club, go to Facebook Reels, bro. I don't fucking care. All right, cool. This was all a transition. But what brings me today is like 90% of the times my reels are like what I just described for the past 10 minutes, right? But 10% of the kivijuets are literally harrega core or like harrega talk. You know how there's like book talk, kink talk, or whatever those things are? I like to call it harrega talk. Because this content is literally either A, just showing people kihirgo like filfloga illegally, or B, romanticizing like harrega life, or like harreg en general, and C, showcasing your life as a harreg and admitting it to public, which, like, are you not concerned? Are you not worried for your safety, bro? Like, are you not worried? But they're like, like, bro, what? I don't know how it works. I don't know how the headaches in Europe. I don't know how it works, bro. I know enough about the US. The US has the ICE thing, right? I don't know if Europe has the same thing. But surely, bro, if you're pushing yourself and you're getting like tens and hundreds of thousands of views, gel your life as a headache, nobody's noticing that shit? Come on, bro. Let's be real. Let's be real. Like, if you're a smart motherfucker, come on, bro. Come on, bro. All right, cool. So, three types of videos, right? And I'm going to break down every single one because this is the topic jell yuma. Harrega talk. All right. Starting with number one, which is literally just showing video diel like harreg. And I assume these are for business reasons, okay? And hear me out. I think this is business reason for sure. Because these people, or like the people they record the videos, right? I believe Billy, they run a business, right? You give them sabat, 20 million, whatever the market price is. And they put you on a boat and then they smuggle you into Europe or wherever, usually Europe. If not, I do it in Turkey. And if in Turkey, you cross the border and then you go. So usually this is the type of movement you make, right? They put you on a boat, they take you from Turkey and then you go through your way. These people, I am pretty fucking sure they are taking their videos so that feshki qalbu lil clientele li ayrjou ando fil maghreb, they can show them these videos, be like, okay, here's proof billi we do an authentic business, billi we do real shit, you know, like we're a validated, trusted, maybe not insured, company that does professional business, all right? We have proof, we have client testimonials, you know, here's the proof. The proof is in the pudding. Or maybe like, no, pudding would probably be shit in the water. But the proof is in the boat. The proof is in the boat, bro. The boat. Anywho, so I assume the people who are taking these videos are usually the business owners who do smuggling or immigration. And they make their money, God knows. But it's funny because sometimes you just be scrolling through like Facebook. This has also happened to me, Instagram as well. TikTok, not yet, but Instagram, I remember seeing like two or three videos. Facebook, a lot of times. And it's usually a video from the guy who's driving the boat, or let you ahead inside the boat, taking a video, be like, eh, ahna f'tariq, oh, like some shit, like some corny ass shit, like, oh, al-walida, ma tkhafish, ana tala, nsofi rasi al-walida, ma tkhafish. Or some type of shit like that. And it's like, like, it's a cornball, bro. I'm gonna be real with you. Like, come on, bro. It's 2024. Are we still playing the Kilkardiel? Come on, bro. You can come up with better ways to say this shit, bro. Come on now, really. Let's be real. Alright, cool. So they take these videos, and it's usually done for par, queso gulbato, all good, you know? And I can testify, I know that these videos were taken by the business owners. Elesh, I don't have the video with me right now, but trust me, bro, this is my source. I saw two videos, right? One of them was literally like, maybe about this guy smuggling people in a beach in Spain, I don't know which beach. It looked like a beach, and then it looked like in the video, Billy, kind of there are people there. I was like, all right, cool. So he drove them up to the shore of the beach, and then the Kisawar film was like, come on, tarik, 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 man, nash alwaqt, tarik, tarik. It's very funny because everyone started jumping, and then this guy looked back at the guy who's driving the boat, and then the guy who's driving the boat, and then the guy who's driving the boat, tarik, asai. Anywho, I think it's funny. I think like a moment of like hesitation, be like, huh? Bro, what the fuck you do? Come and move your ass, bro. Come and move, bro. So he drops them off at the beach and they have to swim a little bit, whatever. They have a backpack. I assume that is waterproof. And I'm pretty sure there were people on the beach. It looked like it. It wasn't close enough for me to see, but there were shadowy figures on the beach. And this video, maybe like the last 10 seconds, the guy who's recording says, "Hey, وصلت سلاب الأمانة, سلاب وصلت الأمانة, توما كتشوفوا سلاب أمانة." And it makes me wonder, obviously, سلاب, I mean, you're not fucking selling like flowers or some shit to these people, right? You're سلاب, it's probably the humans there, unless you're exporting some fish or some shit like that. Oh yeah, talk about products, ديال المغرب. Did you know أن Japan, everybody's like, when you tell them about Maghrib, they're like, oh yes, octopus. Apparently, octopus is sold now in Japan. Like, majority dialo comes from Morocco, which is very interesting. And a lot of people know Morocco through octopus and tagine, which was like a trend like 2 years ago in Japanese cuisines. Although they weren't cooking tagines, they were cooking Japanese dishes, but in a tagine. Interesting fact, something I've been learning. Back to the video. So Sla obviously here refers to these people, right? He's smuggling these people. It's like Sla says Bamenta. And I'm assuming he's recording this video either to their higher up, their boss, or the people like the family, the people they are smuggling. So it'd be like, hey, here they are. They're in shirt. We got them through. We did our job. Now pay us. Or like, you know, don't worry. And it's just odd. It feels like such a personal video to see. Like, it's such a personal video. Aula, it feels like it's a video like I'm not supposed to see this. Now, I hate using this term, but it feels like it's a video from like the deep web or some shit. Like, it's a 4chan video encrypted by like 50 fucking algorithms, and you have to pay like 2 bitcoins to see. It feels like one of these. You know, it's a very personal, usually very grainy. I'm talking meow about bimpe or some shit like that. And it's just like that. And I'm like, I don't think I'm allowed to see this. And I can just see it on the comfort of my phone, which is connected to the Wi-Fi and it's fucking Facebook of all places. Like, are we allowed to see it? It feels weird. All right. So that has been the first point, right? So these people, you have videos of them recorded, smuggling them to, wow, that was very unprofessional, but at least you know I'm popular. All right, cool. So actually, that was my smuggler here. I run a smuggling business in Japan. That was my supplier right now. Don't worry about it. So these people, right? You take a video of them delivering them to Al-Blasa. And then the same people who got delivered, Al-Harraga, some of them just start fucking making videos, which is insane. Which drives me to like type 2 of the content that I've been talking about. Remember, we said 3 type of videos. This is the type 2 videos that we were talking about. It's fucking insane. You can go on Facebook Reels right now and just type in Glovo España or some shit like that. And I can assure you 100% that like I tlalik shi video diel somebody doing delivery, like food delivery of Uber Eats or Glovo Spain. And you know what? I'll get to it. It's a side hustle. If you enjoy it, have fun. I can see why people would use it. Hey, all power to you. Except some of these fucking guys just straight up are talking like, oh man, this kwagat, you know, I'm just using this. Like, they're obviously recording for a very long time, right? They have a GoPro, like they're recording their phone or whatever. And first they're talking about these videos. I remember one, Wahid Bdetai, right? This guy's in Spain. I think he was in Barcelona. He was literally saying in the video, right? So he's riding on an electrical bike that he keeps in an insured parking lot. He خلص عليه 30 euro. Don't ask me how much I know. This is from him. I quote him. And during one of the videos, he's like, بزاف دراري لا بيبل اسك مي كيفاش كندير هاد اللعبه ديال جلوفو واش فيها الفلوس ولا هادي اي زاك يو نو جلوفو ديليفري تاع رافيه ما يدار هنا في اسبانيا اند ذن لايك باي ذا واي دي اند اوف ذا فيديوز لايك مصور شي طلع لايك ابين اورر لايك 30 اورر فور لايك 9 اورز اوف ورك ويتش از فاكين انسين باي ذا واي هيز لايك اه يا بزاف دراري يقولوا لك اش هادي هادي اند ذن هي جاست ستارتس ليسن اوت لايك out of two like out of pocket be like hey this is how you do it خصك تجيب شي واحد اسبانيولي ولا شي واحد عنده كونت مونكي انا يعدل لك سميتو خصك تكون شي واحد كتثيق فيه يصاوب لك هاد اللعيبه موراها خصك تعدل واحد هادي وخصك تشوف شي واحد بهاد الكونت هذا like bro this is just straight up like a guide from A to Z on how to start doing like global food delivery in Spain without papers. Because this guy is admitting in the fucking reel that he doesn't have papers. And it's insane. It is insane. I don't get it. I don't get like how do you feel secure knowing you're an illegal immigrant, right? Knowing that you are an illegal immigrant and you are willing to vlog your life and share it on Facebook and be like, hey, look at me, I'm an illegal immigrant. Anyways, here's a step-by-step guide on how to scam companies and do, like, food delivery. And you know what? I'm all for scamming companies, bro. Bro, fucking Glovo could die. I don't fucking care. I'm all for scamming companies, you know. Multi-million, multi-billion companies, nothing good comes out of them. They're scammers, من راسهم, so you can scam them back. All power to you. That's not the part that concerns me. If you can make money from that, have fun, bro. My main concern is, why are you advertising this to the world? Like, look at me. I am a guy without papers. I am an illegal immigrant, and here I am recording myself on how to do it on Glovo. Like, bro? Huh? And it's just one type of guy, right? You have, it's like this guy from Spain, right? He does this. There was another guy in France, I believe, who works, he does like some type of bricolage, you know? He doesn't have experience, man, and even in his videos, he recommends the people that are watching. It's like, بزاف دراري يقولوا لي فاش حرك شنو ندير كنصحكم الدراري فاش تحرقوا ضروري تكون عندكم الحرفه تكون عندكم شحال كتعرفوا تعملوها ما يمكنش حيت ما تبقاش تعاول تقدر بريكول هنا بريكول هنا ضروري تجيبوا شي حرفه and then good on him for giving this type of advice you know what top tier advice have fun bro and then he vlogs his life and since he doesn't have a profession or something that he's good at he does like odd jobs here and there to make money and that's what he records as well and I assume the reels get like a considerable amount of views I'm talking like 300,000 or 400,000 type view you know 400k views on a Facebook reel that's a decent size of money all right that's a decent chunk of income that's not a lot here and he puts himself doing like these odd jobs right and one of them no joke he starts the video in a blanket and I'm not talking blanket like ooh look at my minimalistic white beige home blanket no I'm talking nmer blward type blanket all right if you know you know so that type of blanket and he just records himself straight up waking up in like this abandoned factory bro and he's like sbah el khair youm nhar jdid and he packs up his blanket he packs up his home so I'm assuming this guy is homeless like legit so I'm like how the fuck does he shower how does he charge his stuff How is he recording this video in the first place, bro? I don't know. He never explains it, so I don't know. And then he just, you know, starts the video waking up in an abandoned fucking factory. He's like packing like the blanket back. And then he's like, "Yulium nahar jadid, ana had brikola jadid." And then he records himself like some guy needed some metal to be moved from like this place that was burned down. So it's like he called on these people to help him. And like, hey. That's good money, bro. Like, if it's a hustle, it's a hustle. Except that, like, it was about 8 hours of work and he paid them, like, 50 euro in total, which is way below minimum wage. And I get it. It's a dark, shady aspect to it because illegal immigrants usually have very few limited resources to work. And the work is provided to them often capitalizes on their status thus underpaying them a lot of times slavery a lot of times all that bad stuff unless you're in the UAE or Saudi Arabia then no you can just become legally a slave right just ask anybody from I mean yeah just anybody who's from a country like Bangladesh, Afghanistan, all those countries, they go to UAE or Saudi Arabia and they are literally modern slavery. I don't know why people are not, why not more people are talking about this. It's fucking insane. The exploitation, I mean, it's not even those countries, even like Morocco as well, right? Like southern global countries, developing countries are usually very poor in nature, usually have to export their manual labor somewhere else. Those people get fucking mistreated. You literally become a modern slave in UAE or Saudi Arabia. I don't know why aren't more people talking about this. I mean, literally just the most recent news about the fully golden Kaaba or whatever that was announced from Saudi Arabia, I assume, had a report of 20,000 workers that are dead. Why is nobody talking about this? Anywho, so guy gets paid 15 euro for all this bricolage, and rightfully so. Everybody in the comment is talking to him like, bro, 15 euro from her, that's nothing. You can't do shit. That's such a shit salary. You need to find something out. This is not sustainable. And then, so this is a guy from France, right? And he's whatever. And then I have a third guy I want to share before moving on to the third type of videos. So the third guy is this guy from Barcelona. He's in Spain. I don't know which city. I really don't. But he's working as a strawberry farmer. And it's kind of endearing. Not endearing. Because he is obviously, he admits to himself that he's an illegal immigrant there, right? And he's working at a strawberry factory, a farm, picking out weeds from strawberries so they could have a good harvest or whatever. And it's not endearing because the way he records his living situation looks like it's a living situation that could be improved on. But what is endearing is how excited this guy is like in terms of everything. I remember one of his videos, he was like, "انتم شوفوا اسبانيول عندهم القوه الفلوس كيخلصوا واحد كيخلصوا الوحيد يبقى عين في هذه اللعبات من النبتات هذه باش تعرف فين وصلوا في هذه الفلوس اي. And it's literally just him oversimplifying what he does, which is picking out weeds from strawberries. And it's kind of endearing or wholesome to see somebody so excited to be working that much. It feels like a kid, right? A kid in a grown-up's body, or somebody who has a very limited exposure to the world being like, I can get paid to weed out plants. What? Oh, you guys must be awesome, giga rich. I see it. But if I was a better man, I wouldn't find it endearing. I would find it disheartening, because usually this is a sign to people who aren't exposed to foreign cultures, to the world in general, and usually have a limited view on the world, which is limited to their own hometown or whatever. And if I was a wiser man, that's probably what I would be saying. But I'm here to have a good time, not a wise time. So I'll only give it a half laugh, half a hearted laugh. All right, honorable mention. All right, honorable mention before I move into the third type of videos. Honorable mention, this fucking guy from Switzerland is so fucking funny. This is bald guy who rocks a full-on beard. And this is the same guy who I said people called him cheap for not throwing away a $25 wooden pallet, which is insane. Based on what I saw, I think this guy is an actual migrant who has a citizen status and everything, because he runs his own company there. He has a cleaning company or an outdoor garden tending company or something. And he's always recording a life hack this or life hack that, or some interesting aspects of his life there. And it usually implies cheap food or how you can save money or that type of thing. And he's usually sharing that to a Moroccan audience. Point A, or example A, is him sharing about the fact that some, maybe most of European countries have that bottle thing, right? Where you throw away a plastic bottle, you get 25 cents back, 0.25 euros back. or something like that as a coupon that you could go to the supermarket. And he shared like a video on that. And everybody in the comments was like, whoa, what the fuck? That's crazy. That's literally free money, bro. You can make so... Europe has so much money, man. It's insane. And another video of him, example B, was just him going to IKEA and commenting on how cheap and delicious the food was. And to be fair, the IKEA food court food is like fucking bussing. But just seeing that, just it's kind of endearing, I can't lie. And I love this guy because he's so unapologetically himself. He is so bashful. He is so willing to be like angry on camera and just complain to people. Be like, what the fuck do you think you know, bro? I've been here for more than X years. I know this and that. I have my own thing. And I'm telling you, when you do this or when you do that, you can't be doing this and you can't be doing that. And it's so... refreshing and funny to see at the same time. I love this guy. I don't know his name. I just know how he looks. And it's just, it's a hint of fresh air every time when I scroll my reels and his face comes up. Because I know I'm about to be having a good time. All right. So, final. Another honorable mention, because I just remembered this. Some of them also do like illegal immigrants or like people just living outside. Do this, which is like grocery shopping. And you know what, you don't have to be an illegal immigrant to post this, but a lot of them post it from like a point of view or where they're heavily insinuating or they're heavily suggesting like, look how cheap things are in this supermarket in France or in this supermarket in Spain. And it usually just, when you look at the comment, you just see a cesspool of being like, and I'm like, yeah, I get it. But the video owner is really misleading when it comes to these. By that, I mean they would only go to A or like discount shops and they would only show discounted items. Or they would show products that realistically nobody would use in the first place. Like, I remember one guy, he was like, his grocery was like, come see what 20 euros can get you in some city in Spain. Is like, you know, you can get a kilo, 10 kilos of potatoes for 7 euros. I don't know why you would need 10 kilograms of potatoes, but go ahead. He said, you can get this. And then he was like, just straight out, he's like, you can get candles, a pack of 24 candles for 1.99 euros. And I was like, who needs candles, bro? Like, I get it, you're trying to pad out or like show interest in things, but like, you can't be saying shit like, oh, come grocery shopping with me and just pull out candles, bro. Like, what? And also books as well. I was like, that's kind of interesting, but also, huh? What? But yeah, a lot of people who post like grocery hauls or like what X budget can get you in some European city, a lot of them are heavily suggesting like the anti-view of like, well, yeah, look how cheap it is. Look how much good it is. But failing to mention, like, you know, and that just breeds like a cesspool of comments being like, yeah, labor, am I right? You pay so much more in here and you get so much worse and some shit like that. I don't want to get into that debate because it's like half true and half bad. Like, there's some truth to it, but there's also like some negativity. So I don't want to get into that debate. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to make fun of Harrega talk. So I am going to immigrate from this subject to move into the third type of videos, which is and I can't believe I'm saying this. I cannot believe I'm saying this. Romanticizing Harrega life. Straight up. Like, think of your favorite TikTok edits of your favorite character. I don't know, Bella or something from that film, like Twilight or something. Now, or like a Charlie Timothy edit. Now, take that, right? Take that. And then replace the subject of the edit with a Harrega instead, or like a name of a city, like Paris or some shit like that. And this is literally the type of videos that we're talking about. And it's usually showing some type of video of somebody like immigrating, like usually Lepato, as we said, or like somebody taking pictures in a very popular place like the Colosseum of Roma, and there's like two dudes in like Lacoste tracksuit with like Air Max Nikes or like Air Max sneakers doing like a peace sign
parallel to their chest or whatever, and it's like with a Gucci hat, you know, I forgot the word, but like Gopnik, but Moroccan, I forgot the word, charmel, thank you, charmel, like charmel style, taking like two of them taking a pic next to the Eiffel Tower, like the Colosseum of Rome, and it would be like some rapper, like some Moroccan rapper who's also half French or something, playing in the background, romanticizing that life, and the caption would be like Shinhar inshallah or some shit like that. And that's just fucking insane, bro. If you're gonna run a fan edit, at least make it of somebody worth, like, if you're gonna make a fan edit, sure, but you're either making fan edit of Charmel or you're making a fan edit of like l'artiste or some shit like that, like the rapper artiste. You cannot be making a fan edit about a concept, bro. That's like me making an edit of like Plato's and Aristotle, but I don't show them. I just show like a picture of a chicken, like a naked chicken, and like the diagram of a human or some shit like that. Actually, no, scratch that. That'd probably make for a fire edit. I can't lie. Yeah, no, that's like making an edit of Yin and Yang. No way that also works. Shit, well, you know what, that kind of works. No, okay, you just can't make an edit of that, because what the fuck, I mean, no, you can, because it's really funny, it's super fucking hilarious. I remember for some reason I just bawled in tears, but you can't be making that. What? No, bro, you need to make a proper edit. You need to go on CapCut, download a template, and then fill it with images, and then let the algorithm or AI do the things for you, like God intended, or not God, like the algorithm intended. Okay, you cannot be making shitty templates. It's 2024. You need to up your edit game. If you're not making good edits, then don't make an edit, bro. Okay? Yeah, so these type of comments would usually post something like that. Or they would post, like, one of them, I remember. This one was funny because the comments were with me as well. It was fucking hilarious. It was a picture of, it was a dark room with a flashlight. Somebody gets Erika. Erika, fuck, I've been so westernized, it's insane. Not Erika, Sala, thank you, Sala, the living room. You know, the living room couch, Kishablin. He was sitting on the Sala, and on his back, and he was crying. He was holding the phone in front of him, and he was crying. His eyes were tearing. And then he was stroking the phone. No, literally, stroking the phone. And the guy who's recording the video, like, takes a video of himself crying and then takes a video, like, changes the angle to show us what he's looking at. And you're expecting, like, somebody who died. Maybe it's his mother, his father, his girlfriend, whatever. And it's a picture of the fucking Eiffel Tower, and it's just stroking a picture of the Eiffel Tower on his phone with a tear going down his eye, and his being like, "واحد النهار غنكون معاك، واحد النهار ما جاش داك النهار غنموت باش نكون في داك النهار." And translation, if you don't speak Darija, that means I will be there one day with you. If not, I will die trying. And it's so fucking funny, bro. The comments were also saying, like, roasting him as well, because, like, what the fuck did you think you were doing? And the guy looked like he was 14, right? Obviously, he's, like, brainwashed into this because of, like, what he sees in his hood, you know? But still, it was so funny because, like, the comments were egging him on. One guy is, like, you know, I love this comment. Every time it's, like, posted, I fucking lose it. It's, like, how it's, it's so fucking funny. And then there was another guy being like, huh? I lost it at the tears. And then there was also some, not moving to another type of content, it was just them posting a picture of like blonde blue eye women, and that's a whole can of worms, gel fetishizing like Baida versus Al-Qahwiya. I'm just gonna derive this topic real quick. Can I talk about Al-Qahwiya, Baidawiya type talk? Can we talk about the fucking internalized racism that we all have in this fucking shithole? Bro, what do you mean, bro? Like, imagine refusing to date
girl or woman or man, I don't care, of your own date because they are brown. I mean, obviously you don't want them to be black because, oh, you're North African. Obviously, that means you're superior to other Africans, obviously. But brown? No, you have to be white for me to date you. And it has to be pink, not brown. Fucking fills me out with so much fucking grossness, bro. I mean, obviously, from like the apparent abhorrent sexism aside, the internalized racism with this one is fucking insane. I'll be honest. The internalized racism makes me so sad. The fact that you've been like brainwashed to believe like if it's white, then it's beautiful. Or if it's like blue eyes, blonde hair, then it's beautiful. And if it's not, then it's like ugly or whatever. So you are actively either A, choosing someone who fits those looks, or B, if you're a woman, for example, you're willing to wear eye contacts, you're willing to blonde your hair and bleach it and turn it straight instead of like leaning into what makes it beautiful just so you can fit in. And the fact that like there are creams being sold that are like doing like skin whitening, Michael Jackson style, bro, like fucking skin whitening kits or whatever. The internalized racism is making me very, very angry. And you know, you fucking know, some of these gremlings or whatever, apart from using it as an insult, like ha 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 kahwe, or like ha 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 kahwea, and like, so you're just calling them, I don't even know how, in what world does somebody is like, ah, you're brown, does that make it into an insult? And B, what makes you fucking entitled to think like, oh, I'm an illegal immigrant in another country. Girls would fucking want to fall over me, bro. I'm like different from those progressive European men. I'm fucking built different, bro. It fills me out with so much anger to see those things, bro. It really pisses me off. And these aren't usually the same type of people. I don't know, on Netflix or some shit, like a character that's supposed to be white, but it's black or like not white, or like a character that's usually male replaced by female. They're like, oh, they're fucking coming from the agenda, bros, the progressive woke agenda. And it's like, you are not white. Why are you fucking advertising or like pushing for white characters when you yourself, you're not white? I mean, I get it. If you're like one of those supreme race people, fuck you. But also, it makes sense why you would be pushing for that agenda, right? You're like, you're of that race and you want to see that race be represented. Has always been in the first place. But then these people, you are living in Morocco, bro, or like in Middle East, or like North Africa, South Africa, all these Sub-Saharan Africa. All these fucking places, bro. And you are willing to be like, oh, they made this character black instead of white. Bro, that is your own race, brother. You are being brainwashed to believe this shit, brother. Let's be real, brother or sister, to be gender neutral. All right. Topic rant aside. Yes, so these type of accounts would be posting like some type of romanticization of this shit, and it's funny, but it's also kind of sad because I know for a fact that I have one account in mind that I can remember. I don't remember the name, I'm sorry, but I have this one account in mind that I just know that the person behind it is like 13, 15 years old, because there's no way somebody that's above the age of 19 would be posting this shit. I mean, you'd be surprised. Let's be real. You'd be surprised. But still. Wow. And it's sad because it's just a pattern of glorifying and romanticizing this type of life that ultimately will lead A, to your death, B, to a very uncomfortable 10 years of your life. And for what? Because some rapper in some fucking rap song said that, like, oh yeah, I immigrated to Europe and then I became rich by being a rapper or some shit like that. Like, you're either going to jail, you're then going to die, or you're just gonna have a very shitty life for like 10 years and above. It's just very sad because he's a type
of accounts and this type of content is, it's romanticizing this very unhealthy, shitty lifestyle and this like straight up illegal lifestyle, I mean, it's abhorrent lifestyle, but it's pretty much serving it up to people who are easily influenced, who have societal problems or like economical problems. A lot of them come from a poor economical background, which is understandable. And when they're stuck in this pit of looking for answers, looking for a way to fix these things, and then they see these type of content, kind of plants into their brain that this is the only way to escape. This is the only way I can survive. This is the only way I can make it in this system, right? And ultimately, it leads to a bigger problem because they would have to either steal, borrow, or like whatever to get their way into that 7,000 to 80,000 Moroccan dirhams, bad to need a million, to make them to be able to afford that boat trip, right? And then they believe that once they cross that sea, then they have like golden opportunities waiting for them because it comes from a mentality of scarcity and all of these good things. But if you weren't able to make it here, then you won't be able to make it there. And if you do, then A, that's survivorship bias, and B, that was the moment that you were willing to put in the effort to make it. And if you did the same effort or way to make it here, you would equally make it, right? Maybe of less economical gain. Let's be real. Salary difference is a huge problem. Let's be real. But it was only that you moved there after you spent 7,000 to 8,000 euros or US dollars to move there, to immigrate there, that you were like, oh shit, I have no money. I must hustle and search for my money. Thus, you create of like, you know, it's like causation does not equal correlation, right? So it's kind of that thing. But it's just sad because you're just essentially brainwashing or like influencing these kids to believe that the only way out, that the only way that they can solve whatever issue that they have in terms of finances, in terms of social life, in terms of career aspects, is for them to immigrate. And you can see this. I mean, for the past 20 years, some of the greatest movies are like one of the most common tropes, media tropes in Moroccan media in general has been immigration. It's the most prevalent topic out there, right? You have kids that die in the sea, songs about kids dying in the sea, Cheb Khaled sang about it, one of the greatest movies did it, rip to the actor that recently died from that movie. Many songs that come out of this. One of the camps that I attended as a writer has been about immigration, where we tackled the subject of immigration. So it's such a prevalent topic, and when you have these prevalent topics, and when you remove the discussion of them, and when you remove the opportunity of sitting down and viewing it through a realistic lens, and instead you start pushing these type of content, this type of videos into these kids, they start believing that, oh, I can gather up this amount of money, get a boat, immigrate, live very roughly for 2 years or 3 years, save up enough money, make up my own thing, and then come back or continue living there, but financially helping the family that I left behind or something like that, right? And it's a good motif since many people are willing to trade. If you are living in like a very impoverished social level, right? And somebody's willing to trade in, be like, you will live very badly for 2 years. You won't die, but you will live very badly for 2 years. But you will have more money then. I can assure you that a lot of people are willing to take up that trade. But if you took that 70,000 Moroccan dirhams that you've saved up and invested it into an education, into an opportunity, into a small business, then you can find your own success without having to illegally or risk your life, right? I mean, this is a very popular opinion to have about immigration. I'm not the first one to say it. I'm not the same as last person to say it, right? But still, ultimately, to conclude this, I think, if it was up to me on what type of content I would like to serve to people,
I would much rather serve the content of a day in my life or the people that are promoting their food business in Morocco than serve up these videos of immigration romanticization, or like harraga talk, you could say. Because at least with the other ones, it's at least promoting a narrative or at least showing a picture that, oh, if you are willing to study, put in the effort, you know, do all of this, because realistically, you're not just going to stumble into money. You have to put in a little effort. Let's be real here. If you're willing to do this, then you can find some success like these people have found. And if you want to serve them up content about interesting things in life, like that guy from Switzerland that I mentioned, then yeah, that's also a great alternative to show. It's shown them like, hey, this thing exists. If you want to legally, not illegally, properly, legally do these things in the future, you can reach them as well. Here's what life looks like outside of your country as well. This is a much healthier narrative to push and it's a much healthier perspective to have than straight up believing that, oh, if I don't immigrate, then I don't have a future. I'm just going to rot away and die. So would you rather die in land or die in the sea? And unfortunately, a lot of people are willing to die in the sea. So, yeah. Anywho, this has been the episode of Mishmash Mahlesh. As you can notice, it's pretty long than your average episode. I'll be real. But this topic has been probably... maybe I have it in my notebook for like 2 years now, okay? I've had it in my idea pad down in 2 years. I just never knew how to properly address it because part of me wanted to do a reaction type of video, kind of like Curtis Connor, you know, Drew Gooden, or like Gonzalez, I forgot his name, or like, you know, that type of content. I wanted to do it in that type of way. But then I realized that I don't know or don't care about how I do it. But yeah, so I decided that if I wasn't gonna do that, maybe I'd write about it. But then I realized that there's no way I can write about it. So the only proper way to talk about it is through a podcast. And it sucks that I cannot share visually what these videos were like, what I mentioned today. I hope that I painted enough of a good picture. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, or like this episode. This is not a weekly show. Let's be fucking real, bro. Let's be real. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like it, share it with a friend. And maybe you can immigrate this podcast from your device to another person's device by sharing it with them and tell them how good it is. And if you want tips on how to immigrate, feel free to hit me up on my Instagram. I got the latest deeds, the latest boats, the latest jet skis. You know how it is. I'm pushing up the kilos, my guy. Anywho, have a great day and see you later. Bye-bye.